This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Ball Aerospace has completed a new facility that's expected to keep the company at the forefront of an increasingly competitive aerospace industry. Here with me now is Boulder County Business Report publisher Chris Wood to talk about the impact of Ball's new satellite testing and assembly center. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
So let's dive right in with some details about this new facility. This represents a pretty major investment by Ball, right?
It sure does. This new facility was opened in East Boulder just last week. It includes 90,000 square feet and new clean rooms and testing equipment. It's the last piece in a $75 million capital investment program that included improvements and expansions of facilities in Boulder and Westminster.
Wow. This expansion is part of Ball's Fisher Integration Facility. That facility has undergone a number of expansions in recent years. I'm curious what makes this addition so special.
Well, Ball began planning the Fisher expansion in 2003, and it's undergone numerous expansions and improvements since 2005. This latest expansion began in 2011 and is notable because it broadens the scope of what Ball will be able to do. It gives Ball the ability to double the number of satellites it works on at any given time. It also enables the company to build and test larger satellites. The testing instruments include a thermal vacuum chamber to simulate conditions in orbit and a giant vibrating pad that simulates the shaking that occurs during a rocket launch. It's pretty cool stuff.
I'd agree. That sounds pretty cool. What are some examples of satellites that will be tested and built at the site?
The first satellites to be assembled and tested include the WorldView 3 remote sensing satellite. That's being built for Longmont-based Digital Globe Incorporated. That's the nation's leading provider of satellite imagery of Earth. Ball is also working on the Joint Polar Satellite System, a project for NASA. And the company soon will be working on a new round of defense satellites, which, of course, the company declined to discuss.
Right. It sounds like a pretty varied mix of projects. So tell us a little more about Ball and how significant it is to the Boulder economy.
Well, Ball Aerospace really has a fascinating history in itself. It's a subsidiary of Ball Corporation, which moved its headquarters from Muncie, Indiana, to Broomfield in 1998. Ball, of course, had become famous for its mason jars. Mm-hmm. But in the 1950s, a Ball family member joined with some University of Colorado scientists to launch what was then Ball Brothers Research Corporation in Boulder. That company is now Ball Aerospace, which reported sales of $784 million in 2011. Much of that comes from the federal government in the form of civilian and defense projects.
Well, I have to point out, federal budgets aren't exactly sure things these days. What dangers lie ahead in terms of Ball's leading source of revenue?
Well, one immediate danger is sequestration, the automatic spending cuts that will trigger if alternative cuts aren't found at the federal level. Boulder Congressman Jared Polis said failure to work out a deal could cause companies such as Ball to lay off 10% to 25% of their workforces.
Wow. So with that danger potentially on the horizon, what alternatives exist for Ball in terms of where it gets its revenues?
One obvious source would be the private sector, companies like Digital Globe. Ball expects to expand its business of testing and building satellites for private companies as well as for foreign countries, and that foreign market would benefit from changes to export regulations that could facilitate growth in that area. So even if it does wind up being a smaller company, Ball believes that it can continue to be a major player in the industry and a major driver of the Boulder Valley economy.
All right. Well, Chris, thank you.
Thank you.
Chris Wood is the publisher of the Boulder County Business Report.